We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking about 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton on a fan, of course, worldwide. CBS Sports Network. We are back. Good to have you here. Should be a fun show today. As if you know how to dribble a basketball, even just with one hand, let alone two, somebody will give you, on average, about $50 million to play for them. Plus, of course, you have the nonsense with the Knicks. You have baseball at its quote-unquote halfway point. None of it's good. And we're back to revel in everyone's misery. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
I'm doing great. It's like I've never left, man. I'm telling you what. I mean, that was the fastest week of my life.
Yeah.
And I will say this, that you actually came in second. You almost broke a record.
Oh, man.
And, you know, breaking records around here seems to be very important these days.
Apparently
about legacy and all that other
legacy
stuff, right?
Legacy is very important.
I mean, you took a 10-day vacation, my brother. Nobody takes 10-day vacations except one guy, and we all know who that guy is.
Can I get a
at the end of the day, you were gone for 10 freaking days. I was reading articles about Chris Christie coming in here today.
Yeah.
Sitting for Big Mike, working with Evan on Monday and Tuesday. Good for Chris. Good luck for him and all that, to him and all that other stuff. But I'm the one that's off, out. I'm the one that's always on vacation.
You're never around.
First of all, I'm not on vacation. I'm out there raising money, trying to do the best I can to make a difference in the life of people with cystic fibrosis. And everybody's, he's always in there for Boomer. He's always out. And I'm not always out. You're always out.
I took a lengthy vacation.
10 days, man. I would imagine your head was
longer than that.
I would imagine that the day after your golf tournament, which is the day that Wally Szczerbiak came in here and said, David Griffin's the guy that the Knicks need to hire. Now, stat, do it.
Picked a bad day to take off.
I would imagine your head was going to explode. And then watching these NBA contracts go absolutely through the roof. 55 free agents thus far. I think it's about that. Over $2 billion in contracts. Give it away to 55 NBA free agents. Tim Hardaway Jr., the latest signing, a $71 million offer sheet.
You know, it's funny. You could almost make the argument that the top three or four guys, as absurd as the number is, you could go dollar for dollar value based on what they do.
They should all be kissing the ass of the mismanagement at ESPN and the amount of money that ESPN has given them and the amount of people that have been fired from ESPN. So I guess it's a dog-eat-dog world, as they say, and the big dogs. Wait till you see what LeBron James ends up signing for next year.
The question will be, I suppose, right?
Well, somehow, some way, he's going to have to get $50 million a year because he cannot...
Be outdone by Steph Curry and by James Harden. By the way,
Russell Westbrook is going to sign the next mega cap or mega rich deal or super max deal, whatever the hell they call it, because he and Harden were the two guys that were grandfathered in the last CBA that were allowed to or would be allowed to sign an extension at a younger age than most others.
I don't begrudge them. Make every penny you can. I'm not anti-player in this at all. But the numbers are ridiculous.
The 55 NBA players that have gotten over $2 billion, they could create their own country.
It's stupid. It really is. It's out of whack. When the ESPN deal comes to an end, which is in a couple of years, there will be a major holdout or lockout or whatever you want to call it, because the salary cap's going to come down 20-30%.
But
a guy like Tim Hardaway, who, again, make every penny you can, the fact that someone could come up with a valuation for Tim Hardaway's experience in the NBA at $71 million is a joke. I'm sorry. Mike Conley making $152 million is a joke. Even James Harden, who in game six at home decided not to show up and quit in a playoff game to force a game seven, his contract value, now that they added the 4 years, which is 6 years, $228 million, his contract's value is worth more than the career earnings of every single player in the league today.
There you go.
That it's great player, yeah. But that much money? Absurd. And you know what's going to happen.
You know what they could do if the players really want to do something, the owners really wanted to do something? They could. The owners could take half of their earnings, which is a lot. And LeBron James does make a very good point. Because, what's his name? What's Sterling's name? What was the owner's name out there in Clippers? The first
Donald
name?
Sterling.
Donald Sterling opened his mouth, stuck his foot into it.
Right.
The NBA had no choice but to force him to sell the team.
Right.
So they had to find the richest guy on the planet to buy the team and overpay for the team.
By $1 billion.
Because of the political heat on Donald Sterling.
Right.
And we all know that. Yeah. I mean, that there's no way that the Clippers are worth $2.5 billion or whatever the hell Steve Ballmer paid for it. Now, LeBron James' argument will be, well, you know, the value of these franchises has risen and gone through the roof. That's why Steph Curry and everybody else deserve more money. And then comes Terrence Knighton. He of the nickname Pot Roast, used to be a defensive lineman for the Denver Broncos and a few other clubs, comes out and said that there's no way that Tom Brady shouldn't be making more money than Steph Curry. Aaron Rodgers should be making more money
apples
than
Jared. Apples and oranges.
It is apples and oranges. And until the NFL players want to do what we tried to do back in 1987 and go on strike, but you have guys like Lawrence Taylor and Joe Montana crossing a picket line.
Right.
The rest of the rank and file are like, wait a minute, they're going back and getting their money. We need to go back and get our money.
It's so a lot different because the amount of players. I mean, it's a stupid argument.
Well,
to
but
make.
It's also the amount of money that the NFL brings in every year is significantly larger.
But the players,
larger
I think, get
NBA.
Like 55%, whatever the number is. It's,
so they say.
Right. So I think.
But it's amazing. Is it not amazing that Tim Hardaway Jr. Now,
it's more amazing that the Knicks gave it to him, considering they just kept him. Not traded him a couple years ago.
But here's the one
they
thing,
wouldn't have to pay,
here's
pay
the one thing
much.
I will say about Tim Hardaway Jr. Number one, if you want a player, for whatever reason they wanted Tim Hardaway Jr., if you want a player, you're going to have to overpay for him for his previous team not to sign the offer sheet
to match it.
To match it. So,
I agree.
Unfortunately, Sean Marks over here at the Nets is 0-for-4 in this situation.
Right.
But he's trying. But the other thing that Sean Marks is doing is that he's actually taking on bad contracts to acquire assets, to acquire draft picks. Which I think is probably, if you can't do it the other way and you can't attract free agents that you want, then you have to make trades. You have to take on bad contracts
for
to acquire assets
right.
to try to make further trades to get yourself better players and get himself younger. So I understand what Sean Marks is doing. What the hell the Knicks are doing?
And who's
I
doing
have
it is the other
absolutely
question.
No clue. Now, they're going to have a press conference with Tim Hardaway Jr. today. And supposedly, Steve Mills, who I think is running the operation right now.
He is right now.
Is not going to be a part of
no,
that
he's
press
not.
Conference?
No.
Why not?
Steve Mills is interesting. Steve Mills has been around for a long time now. He survived every other, you know, Donnie Walsh to, you know, Phil Jackson. And I don't blame him for trying to grab the whole damn thing. He should. He's always been, whether he's the GM, the president, whatever his title is. Remember, he was at that infamous Phil Jackson welcome press conference and sat on the dais and didn't say a word.
Didn't say anything.
Wasn't allowed to.
So now it seems like what he's doing.
Steve Mills also, you know, the Dave Griffin thing is interesting. I'm not saying Dave Griffin was the answer or not the answer. But if anyone just did a little bit of research, you know full well that there's no way if Steve Mills was making the decision that Griffin was ever going to be the guy. You know, Steve Mills, of course, has a connection with David Blatt. They played at Princeton together. David Blatt was fired by David Griffin, and it was never going to happen. That being said, if I'm Steve Mills, I try to grab the whole damn thing too. But here's the problem. If you say that Steve Mills is going to be the guy that's going to take the candidate to dinner, and discuss what the candidate will be allowed to do. Well, and if Steve Mills wants to be that guy, how? I don't care who you bring in. If you're like you saying to you or me, I want you to go to dinner with the new morning guy and tell us if we should hire him.
Right.
And you say to that morning guy that we're not going to let you do this, 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 or this. That guy's going to walk out of dinner saying, go ahead himself.
You know, the one thing, if he has any self-respect.
Right.
Because most people don't have that self-respect because they just take the check and they want to take the money.
Or they're desperate for the job.
Or they're desperate for the job. So good for David Griffin for saying, you know, thanks but no thanks because I'm not coming here just to accept your money to be a figurehead so you could tell me what to do. This is how I do it. This is what I would want to do. And anybody worth their salt, anybody worth their weight would do exactly what David Griffin's doing. The interesting thing is the amount of, you know what's going on. We all know what's going on. Internally, the strife, the fight for survival For friends who have been working together for years to cover each other's ass to make sure that they all continue to have a job.
Right.
I get it. You know, the thing I was saying, the day after your golf tournament was the first day that you took off, and you seem like you've been off for like 2 months now.
Feels good.
But the thing is that Wally Szczerbiak came in here, and like I told you, the first word out of his mouth was David Griffin.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, that's really interesting, but I was saying that why wouldn't you just give it to Steve Mills and let him do it? I mean, he has been a loyal soldier. He's been a loyal employee. He's never said a bad word about anybody that's come through here, which also makes me worried that he doesn't have the chops that it takes to get something done here.
Well, there's something to be said about surviving at Madison Square Garden as an executive. I'm not saying it makes him a good or bad basketball guy. I know he's got a basketball background, so I respect that. And we got to know him a little bit when we had our show on MSG. We saw him a few times. And I saw him at the Garden at the WNBA game maybe a month ago. Listen, no matter what they do, they're going to be criticized for it until they get it right. And, you know, signing Tim Hardaway Jr. to a $71 million deal is not getting it right.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know basketball or anything, but don't Courtney Lee and like Tim Hardaway Jr. play the same position?
No, there's a better line. How about the line that came out in the last 24 hours? It just further emboldens the Knicks to get Carmelo out of here because Hardaway won't want to share the court with him. Like, who the hell's Tim Hardaway anyway? Why are we worried about Carmelo Anthony
and by the way,
we got him half out the door?
Look, the NBA, I spent literally 5 days just trying to figure out the NBA salary cap and Supermax and halfway.
It's like you need a
exemptions.
Degree.
It is insane. And I'm sitting there saying, I'm watching all these teams sign all these guys, all these mega deals. And the Knicks have 8 guys under contract, but they're over the salary cap. And I'm like, with what?
Yeah, and they suck. It doesn't work. Meanwhile, baseball, we're at the quote-unquote halfway point.
You're in trouble.
And everybody's in trouble.
You're in trouble,
Let's
man.
Start with the Yankees. They haven't won a series since, the second week of June. They seem somewhat listless. I will say Frazier. A couple big hits. Nice to see that. But, you know, they've been ravaged by injuries as well, and they're still over 500.
You know,
they're still in the wild card lead, and they're in trouble.
They're ravaged by injuries, but the guys they bring up more than admirably
fill in and have big hits. They got a pitching problem.
I'm going to say this for Yankee fans because this is just kind of the sense that I've been getting over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They will be so happy when this freaking home run derby thing is over with tonight. Because it is all about, we got 5 All-Stars, we got 2 guys in a home run hitting contest, we got this, it's all about the wrong things right now. And it's not Aaron Judge's fault. Aaron Judge's fault because, you know, this is a dream come true for him.
And he is, right now, he is the focal point of the sport.
He is, and he and Cody Bellinger. But when you think about the way that this thing is developed, and all anybody's talking about is like the All-Star game, and the home run derby, you know what? It doesn't mean anything. It's an exhibition to show how far these guys can hit balls. And you know what? It's probably going to be the highest rated home run derby of all time.
I think the home run derby will outrate the game.
When you think about the guys that are in the, and you plus you have 2 Marlins in there. Justin Bour and Stanton are both in there.
I like the fact that, and I think I'm right in this, you know, it's like I'm not a home run derby guy. I've told you for 10 years.
But you'll watch it.
But the reality is this year, you got to watch it.
But I'm just
and you
got
to watch it really. And everyone, you know, Giancarlo Stanton. No. And he had 2 yesterday. You got to watch it because it's our guy, New York guy.
Who's 2 New York guys.
Right, but more him than Sanchez based on this year.
Going up against Stanton right out of the gate.
But to me, it's like you got to watch it because all you've been hearing about all year, and we've seen the 30 home runs, whatever it is his batting practice, right?
Yep.
How everyone stops and watches. All right, so now we're all going to get to see it, and I'm going to watch it, you're going to watch it.
Yeah, but the reality is this. But the reality is this. You know, I mean, the team's supposed to be winning. It's supposed to be
right. Well, they haven't done that in a long time.
And for the last 2 weeks, and it took a while for Aaron Judge to say that he was going to play. And we all knew he was going to do it. He had to do it. But it took a while for him to do it. He said he was trying to focus on, you know, the games as opposed to this exhibition and all that other stuff. And I do appreciate the young man's maturity, and I think he's a great kid. And I'm not big on the whole Judge's Chambers and all that crap. You know that. And I hate the fact that the Mets, you know, call Syndergaard Thor and then the Black Knight and all these idiotic things that come out of the tabloids around here. It's like so stupid that, you know, you tend to forget what exactly is what you're supposed to be doing, and that is winning baseball games. Yep. And right now, if you look at the Yankees over the last 30 days, they're one of the worst teams in the league.
I think they're 7-18 in the last 25.
Dude, they are one of the worst teams in the league, and they lost back-to-back series at home here to Toronto and Milwaukee. I mean, they right now, you could be fascinated with what happens tonight, but the reality is going to smack everybody back in the face come this coming weekend.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff to fix, no doubt. Meanwhile, the Mets, of course, go in on another loss. I mean, just boring baseball. Now Cespedes refuses to talk to the media because, he's playing like crap. Hasn't had an extra base hit in 11 games now.
What do I always tell you?
Explain this to me.
What do I always tell you? Adversity doesn't create character. It actually reveals it. And this numbskull basically is your leader, your highest paid player. Right. And he does nothing to show any sort of leadership or anything. And when you kind of shut out the press for whatever reason, it's the wrong message. I mean, your fans are buying your stupid canary arm sleeves.
Right. Plus, you talk through an interpreter anyway. You'd say anything you want.
But again, I mean, it's mind-numbing sometimes how just out of touch and how he doesn't realize how people see him. Met fans want to love the guy. They want to love him.
Meanwhile, you learned a lot yesterday with Danny Worthen, right? Matt Harvey and Syndergaard are both at least 2 to 3 weeks away from even throwing a ball. Apparently, Matt Harvey, the muscles in his throwing
shoulder
got atrophied or some nonsense. Right?
That's not Dan Worthen.
He was just saying it. I'm not blaming him. I'm saying it came from him. And then you have little things like, you got this kid T.J. Rivera's got a 9-game hit streak. They don't play him yesterday.
Sell.
Get rid of everyone.
Sell.
I agree.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, season's over, done. They are the best of the worst is who they are.
They are the best.
If you put them on the field with the San Francisco Giants, they'll beat them 7 out of 10 times. You put them on the field with the Dodgers, they'll get beat 9 out of 10
times. And do you think it would make sense, assuming he's 100% healthy, that the lone Met All-Star could actually crack the starting lineup for the Mets? Right?
Right. I don't know how Jay Bruce is not an all-star, really, honestly.
Well, comparatively, right?
I mean, he's basically played every game almost.
We got lots cooking today. We got all your baseball. We're at the halfway point. We got the Home Run Derby, which, we're all going crazy about tonight. And, of course, you have the NBA. While every team seems to be doing something really positive and good, the Knicks come out and spend more money than I can ever remember them spending on an average ball player.
No, they spent $72 million on Joakim Noah. This is $71 million.
I said average. I didn't say below average and broke it down. I said just average. And we'll take all your calls, of course, 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.